Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing today is called the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, and we're doing part six of a seven-part series. And the topics we're doing today is In His Presence and Communion with the Holy Spirit. The title of the first topic is called In His Presence. This I would advise every born-again believer to go for, to spend time in God's presence, but particularly spending time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus left the earth and went back to heaven after his resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is on the earth today, and God wants us to get to know the Holy Spirit and to walk with the Holy Spirit. By having fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you will discover what all great men and women of God have discovered over the time, over the years, that the Holy Spirit is the one who makes things happen and says what to do, and when we obey him, his power is manifested or becomes real. As we spend time in fellowship with him, we will discover what great men and women of God in the past have already discovered, and that is, the Holy Spirit is the one who makes things happen and says what to do, and when we obey him, his power is manifested. What will happen to us? There are a number of things. The Word of the living God becomes absolute life to us because the Holy Spirit takes us into the Scriptures and they become a living thing to us. Your prayer life will change from a one-way conversation to a two-way conversation between you and the Holy Spirit. Your daily Christian life will change. You will become more happy. And the fourth thing, he will take you into the supernatural. Love grows for people and the natural instincts are replaced by leading of the Holy Spirit. How are you led by the Holy Spirit? You become familiar with his voice. You recognize it and you respond to it. The more fellowship, the deeper the relationship becomes. The Holy Spirit takes the voice of the Father and of the Son and makes you hear it. We have an option to follow the voice of the world, our flesh, or to follow that of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a confirming witness with our spirit that a thing is true or it is not true. The next topic is communion with the Holy Spirit. What does the Scripture mean when it says or talks about communion? And these are the points to consider. The first point is his presence. The Father desires the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit to be with you. Point two, fellowship. You do not need to pray to him, that is the Holy Spirit. You simply just fellowship with him. Point three, sharing together. You pour out your heart to him and he pours out his to you. You share the joy that comes in his presence. Point four, participation. He becomes your partner and works with you. Point five, intimacy. We will only know the love of God when we know the Holy Spirit. Point six, friendship. He longs to be your friend, someone with you who you can share the deepest secrets of your heart. Point seven, comradeship. He is your commander and he must be allowed to rule in your personal life. In this part today, we've discussed in his presence and communion with the Holy Spirit. Both of these topics are very important. We need to spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as I've said, you don't have to pray to him, talk to him as a friend. But at the same time, remembering that he is the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead and co-equal to God. I hope today that this topic we've talked about or the subject we've talked about today has opened up a greater dimension in your thinking and in your spirit about how important it is to spend time with the Holy Spirit, to develop a relationship of intimacy with him. In part seven, which is the final part of the seven-part series, we'll be talking about the topic, make room for the Holy Spirit in your life as a Christian. Once again, I thank you for being with me on this part six, and thank you. God bless.